flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here is the kickoff by Gramatica, high and not too deep. Taken by Mitchell at the 6, out across the 10, 15, 20. He's got a lane at the 25, 30, touch back at the 40. Midfield, 45, 40, 35, 30. Brian Mitchell is going coast to coast for a touchdown. A 94 kickoff return, 94-yard kickoff return by Brian Mitchell. The 12th return touchdown of his career, which brings him even once again with Eric Metcalf.
See, that's when he was on the right side. This is on our side. Brian Mitchell, B. Mitch, B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, joins us now. B. Mitch, how we doing?
I'm good, man. You know, the only person that hit me on that play was Ike.
I knew he was going to say that. He's right.
Ike just hits whatever's in front of him.
I think on every return B. Mitch had, I think I tackled him on every one of them, yeah.
Oh, that was fun, though. It was a good one. Yes. I like that.
So B-Mitch, what's the confidence level over there? I heard a report from over there from a friend of mine that it might be a little bit of like overconfidence over there.
I don't think anybody's overconfident. Your friend is telling you a lie. You know, this team believes that they can win if they play their type of game, but that's the thing you do. You got to go out there and play your style of game. You can't make mistakes. If you look at the first game that they played, they wasn't blocking well. They had the penalties. They didn't capitalize over when you missed the field goal. They didn't capitalize. Didn't do anything. In the second game, they made a lot of mistakes, but they were able to capitalize later on in the game and end up getting the victory. So this game's gonna come down to whoever plays the cleaner game.
So, what about the idea of the I forget who said it, but you have to imagine a team in their position with a rookie quarterback, wild card, the whole this team's playing with house money now. Do you think that is a feeling that people have, and B, is that could that be even an advantage to a team that feels like they have nothing to lose?
I think that's a fan and a media terminology. I don't think any player on that football team is thinking they're playing with house money. You know, they're feeling like they went into the season with a lot of confidence and they felt they had a good enough team. And now they're playing their best football. I believe that they feel they still got to go out there and play well. And I don't think they're happy with just being in this position. You know, I've heard teams over the past like, oh, whenever I hear a team say we're playing with house money, you can bet your ass they're going to lose the next game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and yeah. I haven't heard one player say that.
Man, I tell you, a lot of the success you guys are having this year, I'm not going to say it's all attributed to Jaden Daniels, but I do believe having someone in that position who seems to be unflappable, who shows up in the biggest moments, and more importantly, as a rookie, doesn't do a whole lot to hurt your chances of winning. What's it been like for you, man? Listen, you're a Washington you're a Redskin to me. I know you're the Commanders now, but you're a Redskin to me.
Yeah.
You are a legend down there, a Hall of Famer down there. What's it been like for the organization, for the franchise, for the fan base, having Jaden Daniels this year as a quarterback?
I think it's been the most amazing thing that's happened to this team in a long time. you know, people around here have been looking for that quarterback. And I think what you've seen thus far with this guy, you believe that you found that quarterback. Got to keep him upright, got to keep him healthy, you know, but he's going to do everything he can to have that success. What I've been amazed at most of all, as we've gone, as I traveled with this team around this league this year, fans from other teams, media from other teams, fans from other teams are enamored by what he does. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not just that he's impressing people here. He's impressing people around the league. He went there on a Monday Night Football game against Joe Burrow and stared him down and stared the linebacker down and threw a dime to Terry McLaurin. Mm-hmm. You know, Caleb Williams comes in. He scrambles around for like 15 seconds and throws the ball, boom, ends up in this guy's hands. He has made plays that veterans make. You know, he's done things that veterans do. Hell, he's done a lot of things that's better than veterans, to be honest mm-hmm. with you. It's because the guy that, look, you meet people every once in a while that come around and they are all about football. You know, most young guys come in, they have a little success, they're all about the life of football. Jaden Daniels has been all about football. Doesn't care about all the other stuff. And I think when you have that makeup like that, that's why you can have so much success.
So the Commanders did lose one of their offensive linemen, Sam Cosmi. How much of a loss is that? You know, obviously losing a starting offensive lineman, but within that perspective, how big of a loss is that?
It's huge. It's huge because Cosmi has been probably the best offensive lineman they had over the last, what, 6-7 years or so. And then you lose him. I think Trent Scott came in last week and played very well, but, you know, he wasn't going against Jalen Carter. So, you know, I think you ultimately have to figure out a way to try and have him to help him out to enhance his play. Or they may come with somebody else. They made the comment that they're going to use their best five players on the field, offensive linemen. So it could mean Trent again. It could mean Wiley drops down because he's played guard in this league. He's played a long time, has a lot of experience. But the ultimate thing is I don't know if one guy is going to buy Jaden Carr. So you got to figure out a way to double up on him or have some tricks to go at him, find a way to go away from him. That's all you can do.
Like a lot of heavyweight matches, B, styles make fights, right? So yeah. I look at these two teams, man. They played twice already. It's been a close game each time coming down to the fourth quarter. What do you think sort of the difference will be, or what does Washington need to do in order to come here and get a win Sunday?
I believe Washington has to keep it close. And if they get opportunities, capitalize off of them, because – I believe, as you said earlier, like people saying that Washington playing with house money, if Washington is close late, pressure falls on the Eagles. The Eagles are the team to beat in the NFC right now. Mm-hmm. So if they are close late, you know, and they mess around and have a lead and they have the ball, you're going to have more pressure on the sideline of the Eagles than it is the Commanders. You know, because the ultimate thing is that's not the team's mindset, that's everybody else's mindset. But we've been in these games, right?
Yep.
You know, we were supposed to be favored against Tampa. Mm-hmm. Late in that game, we were stressing. They weren't.
Yep.
You know, so the ultimate thing, you got to – if you are the favorite, you got to get a lead and keep it. If you are the other guy, you keep it close. And we always say when the game is close and the underdog is still there, that pressure falls on the side of the favorite.
From a strength and weakness perspective from both teams, what – if you're the Commanders, what specifically are you worried about – on the Eagles?
You worried about Saquon and you worried about the defense. I think the defense has shown, like, per man, they're as good as anybody in the NFL. And from 1 to 53, the Eagles have the best roster out there. But the ultimate thing is you have to be on point. You can't allow a team that knows those things to hang around. No. I've watched many football games from all over this league, all over college and whatever. If you are the favorite and you keep messing around and don't capitalize and don't do the things you're capable of doing and you let the other team hang around, it could be a problem. Because what has been shown, and I know this defense coordinator said it, Jaden Daniels may be a rookie by birth certificate. But by his snaps and his plays, he doesn't play like a rookie. You don't want to see that kid with a drive late in the game if you haven't done the things you're supposed to do throughout a game.
The history of NFL teams having to play three straight road games and winning that third game, not great. This is the Commanders' fourth straight road game, which I don't think is precedented in the playoffs, having won a game like this. Do you think that's a big deal, Commanders having not played at home in over a month?
I don't think it's a big deal. I mean, when you go out and play football, one thing about it is when you're on the road, that's when you really your team is galvanized. I think with the Giants might have been one of those teams that went out there and did it when they beat the 18-0 New England Patriots. Nobody gave them a chance. They did it. I really believe that this team, they gained their confidence and their togetherness on the road. They played against Cincinnati earlier this year on a Monday Night Football game. They left from Cincinnati and went straight to Arizona. Stayed in Arizona and put 42 up on Arizona. That is when I think they begin to grow and they begin to become closer. You know, we would go up to Lehigh training camp. We were away from our families, and you become close. You got to depend on your teammates. Mm-hmm. This team has been here at training camp all the time, right here in Washington. If you got free time and your house is right around the corner, you're not going to the old dorm or a hotel with players. You're going to go to your house. And that's what they've been doing. But all the guys have talked about that road trip. So I think when they have learned how to be a team on the road, so right now it's not a bad thing for them. They're kind of welcoming that situation.
Back in the NFC Championship game, man, since you had hair. Not since you had hair, bro, on your head. Had this team been.
I had hair on my head and my face. Dog.
I know. I remember I seen one of B. Mitch's earlier pictures where he had hair and he had a mustache. Hey, he looked like a totally different person than what he looks like right now, man.
I look like somebody from the 70s.
Man, no, it's in all honesty, man, it's if we weren't playing this title game, it's great to see, you know, that once storied franchise back in the spotlight and where they are, man. I know it's been a long time. I know you guys got loyal fans down there. And listen, we've always appreciated you as an Eagle here. But I know you're a Washington great, brother. So good luck on Sunday.
I like to believe I'm an Eagles great, too.
You could be an Eagles great if we win again on Monday. How's that?
I jumped to the damn first place in 3 years. I was doing some things, man. I was showing with your help.
You ain't lying. No, you're absolutely right. Yes, sir.
I don't remember any of that.
B. Mitch won his credit for being an Eagle. Yeah. Listen, I was trying to keep you out of hot water down there. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah,
hey,
no,
bro,
you're right.
About me, I'm a realist. I don't worry about people. Like, you know, one guy is about, man, you probably still an Eagle fan. Bro, listen. When you play for a team, you can always be a fan of them.
Yeah.
Somebody paid you and help your family and help your kids out, help your lifestyle change. Hell, you can always be thankful for that. If you're not, you're a fool.
B-Mish, one more thing, and I think we may have asked you about this the last time you were on, but this is, you know, Josh Harris owns the Sixers, but also owns the Devils and also owns the Commanders. And until recently, that didn't really bug me at all. As a Sixers fan, I didn't care. But now that the Commanders are good and they could stand in the way of getting the Super Bowl, now I feel bothered by it. Just the perception in Commanders land of Josh Harris, what is that?
They love him. Because listen, they had Dan Snyder here, the Antichrist.
Right.
And now you got a guy that's coming here, and in less than a year, a whole year, let's say, of true ownership, you're already a much better football team. You know, for me, I look at it as Josh Harris is a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
And today, in this day and age, sports can make you money. And I don't think any sport makes you more money than a professional football team. And when he got the opportunity to basically buy his hometown team, a team he grew up watching. You know, yes, he owned the Sixers, he owned the Devils, but the ultimate thing, none of those sports teams out there are more valuable than the NFL franchise. And I think he had to make that move.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it all seemed like it was building toward him trying to get an NFL team. I think a lot of the stuff that he did was being in position, because when an NFL team goes up for sale, there's a lot of people who are interested. You almost have to get picked by the NFL to do it. So, and, you know, regardless of how we feel about him here, the franchises that he's bought are in better positions than before he bought them. You can certainly say that. And that's definitely true of the Commanders.
That's we all know it down here, believe me, because where they were going to hell in a handbasket before.
All right, well, we're all going to tune into you on Monday to be Mitch and Finley. I hear you guys crying on Monday, hopefully. That's the goal.
See, we don't talk trash, man.
Yeah.
Call in and have fun.
All right, be Mitch.
All right, broski.
All right, bro. All right. See you. Right,
yep.
There he is, Brian Mitchell. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Valentine's Day is coming. If you're thinking about getting engaged, shop the home team at Mark's, your engagement destination, online at marks-jewelers.com. Oh, Jack has a new one. Would you buy snow from the link on Sunday for $50? What do you think the...
Forgot to add plus shipping to that.
Plus shipping, yeah. What do you think the result of
I'm the thing that says 90% no.
It is 94.9% done.
Yeah.
There you go. Something tells me they'll sell all 100 of them.
Oh, yeah, easily. They will. Yeah. No, it's only 100. I mean, you know. Yeah.
Let me just say real quick about B.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite teammates of all time.
Oh, yeah. He was a good teammate.
Yep. Great teammate. Great friend. I don't talk about it much, but he is a big reason why I got into sports talk radio.
Oh, really?
B. Mitch used to do a show on IP on Sunday nights while he was a player.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I don't even remember that.
Yes, B. Mitch was doing like Sunday night shows, man.
You know who did? Tiki did that when he was a player as well. They both did it when they were a player.
Is B. Mitch on the radio doing these shows? And like he's here doing the show, you know, and he's doing his rants and everything.
He's just being a sports talk
host. Yes, he's just being a sports talk guy, man. And obviously when he was here, he was later in his career, but he also sat me down and talked to me about life after football and finding your niche and sort of getting into this. So, yeah, he's one of the reasons why I got into sports talk radio, because I heard this dude Sunday nights listening to B. Mitch. I'm coming from a club or either going to the club, and B. Mitch is on the radio.
Hosting sports talk.
Yelling about the game we played that day.
This coach doesn't know what he's doing. What's the quarterback doing?
Well, it worked out for both of you.
Oh, man. Yes.
You know?
Oh, no doubt about it.
All right. 215-592-9494. Does it bother you that Josh Harris owns the Commanders? It didn't used to bother me, but bothers me now. Bruce in D.C. You're on WIP. What's up, Bruce?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Good afternoon.
Brucey, baby.
And Jack. Hey, look, just a quick shout out to you, Ike and Jack. It was a pleasure meeting you guys down at Chickens and Pete's the other night. I'm still up here in Philly for the week.
Ah, you didn't meet Spike?
What's that?
You didn't meet Spike Monday?
No, I didn't. I did not catch up to Spike.
Oh.
I didn't catch you. I don't know. You slipped out the door or something.
Yeah, he's shady like that. Yeah.
You know me.
No, because I saw Bruce during the Brandon Graham show, so you think you were probably on the air.
He's probably on the air, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
That's when I made my way down there. Yeah, absolutely. But I had a chance to meet you, too, so it was awesome. It was awesome. But thanks so much. And it's awesome how you guys just get out there in the crowd. You know, I'm going to have to make some more stops through there, especially after we have this Super Bowl victory.
Now, hopefully.
That's what I'm talking about.
So, Bruce, what do you think about Josh Harris owning the Commanders?
You know what? I think it's trash. I'm gonna tell you. I got a suggestion for that. Mm-hmm. You know, when they have this game on Sunday, if he shows up down there on the field, they need to just pan the camera to him. And if there's any snow left in the stadium, then they can snowball him like the Santa Claus incident in 68.
Yeah, all right. I'm trying to urge against people throwing things at anyone specifically.
Right, yeah, we don't need to do that.
Yeah, we don't need that. You know.
But truth be said, though, I mean, I think it's I just think it sucks. It really does, because, see, he was primarily responsible for this whole brouhaha about the new stadium, which was a terrible idea, and it was all about a money grab. It was all about a money grab. He only cares about money. I don't care what he did for D.C. It's irrelevant. Being a Sixer owner has been it's just been. He doesn't care about us. He's not a Philly guy. So, the Toopy said, hey, look, he needs to sell his stake in the Sixers and come down to D.C. and do whatever.
Not Wizards.
Good luck.
Yeah, they need him.
Yeah. Turn the Wizards around, right? Hey, Bruce, next question. So it's Guy Fieri's birthday. And for next question today, giving away tickets to go see Coheed and Cambria, the man. So the question today is, give us your favorite trash TV show. What do you got?
Man, one of my favorite. I got a number of them. Man, Bar Rescue, man. I love it when he comes in there.
Well, that was Jax. So do you have a number two?
Oh, that was Jax. Oh, Jax was number two?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you have another one?
Yeah. I got another one. Let me see. Well, I didn't have another one.
You can talk about Bar Rescue. It was an hour ago. Yeah. It's going to be hard for you to win, but you're in D.C.
Well,
something tells me.
I got one. Catfish.
Oh, I love Catfish.
That was an all-time show.
Catfish. Yeah. I never watched it.
Catfish. Oh,
I loved Catfish.
And they're still on. They're still on.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. No, I tune in every now and then. Yeah, especially, yep. Check them out when I get the chance to. But that's a great show.
Oh, that is a good one. All right, Bruce, appreciate the call.
Do you know when I even found out what catfishing was? Was Manti Te'o.
Right. That's when it became sort of a thing.
Yeah, that was the first time I even was aware of what catfishing is.
Well, so Catfish originally was a movie about the guy, a documentary about the guy who hosts Catfish. Okay. Right? So he had it done to him. He started a relationship online with somebody that he didn't know.
Sure.
And wouldn't meet him, eventually met him, found out it was a different person and then he started the show. And it's funny, every time I watch the show, I just see these poor people and think, as soon as I see the picture of the person, so the way they do the show is you don't know if it's actually the person or not. So somebody writes into the show and says, I have an online relationship with somebody that they won't meet. I want to finally meet them. So the host of the show and the producer, they get in touch with them and they arrange a meeting. And they'll show a picture of the person. And every time I see the person, I'm like, come on, man. I'm like, you think that person, that gorgeous person, will not send you a picture of them or won't meet? Or it's always sort of nice when they meet them and they're who they say they are, but it feels like 80% of the time it is. And there's some bad ones, man. There's some like, it was the woman's like friend, you know, that was mad that they were trying to get in a relationship and lying to him. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Catfish.
That stuff happened when I was like a teenager, 13, 14 years old. You know how you always get hooked up when one of your cousins, not hooked up with one of your cousins, but one of your cousins' friends. Right? They'll have a friend that they're trying to hook you up with, somebody you've never met. You've only talked to them on the phone. You know, you do all this back and forth of talking on the phone, and forever takes you forever to actually go meet them somewhere.
Right.
Then you go to meet them, you realize, like, that ain't what I was hoping for.
Right.
They may be looking at you the same way, like, yeah, that ain't really what I was hoping for.
Well, that's true.
Well, and then the next thing you know, they're not there.
Yes, well, that happens too with this show.
Like, yeah, they're not there. They don't even bother to actually engage with you. You just don't ever meet them.
Yeah, they see you and they're like, well, you know what? Actually, I didn't show up.
Did you know that the camera went to prom with his cousin?
Yes, I've heard that story.
What? He went to prom? No, I didn't even go to prom.
I've heard that story.
I was such a loser, I didn't even go to prom. But something tells me not going to prom is better than going to prom with your cousin.
Yes, I would imagine it is.
Now, he may say the story's different, but the story they tell in the morning show is that he went to prom with his cousin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the story is he didn't know.
That it was his cousin?
Yeah, I think he may have found out later.
That's so
you know, sometimes you have a cousin and you don't realize, like, hold
second
on, we're
cousin.
Related.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully nothing was the camera. Nothing happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in high school.
Certainly in high school.
He's awkward right now. Imagine how awkward he was in high school.
Yeah, yeah.
My favorite thing about the camera is that he comes around like, oh, I got kicked out of classes all the time. I was a bad student.
Yes, and I don't see it.
Not at all.
Yes.
He seems like a Poindexter.
This dude was up there taking attendance for the teacher.
For sure.
Yes.
Kidding me?
For sure.
Hall monitor.
And also,
you know he was.
Yes.
And also, can they make a decision on what high school he claims?
He went to prep, right?
Yeah, but he also claims Penn Charter. He claims because he started.
You know what he does? I get confused sometimes.
I know.
Dude, I thought he was a St. Joe's prep guy. Then on the he does wear the Penn Charter. Please.
I know. They need to have a LeBron-like decision.
And he has to pick which high school he actually went
to. The high school has to say, we don't want you to claim us. Like, imagine if St. Joe's Prep was like, we don't really want you
to. So then he started Penn Charter and then
I think
went
he started
to...
Charter and then he ended up at St. Joe's Prep.
Well, then I think it's fair to claim Prep. So I started at USC.
Right.
But graduated from Syracuse.
Yeah.
And I don't think I can really claim USC.
No.
But you do say it a lot, though.
But only because I lived there.
Yeah.
But I don't like
we
say.
We still view it as something prestigious.
I don't. Well, when I went, it wasn't prestigious.
SC?
Well, they let me in.
Well, I just meant from it. It's USC. It is a prestigious college.
Well, more than anything, it's just that I was there at a year that I remember. I just remember living in Los Angeles, but I'm like, I went to USC. Actually, in our industry, Syracuse is more impressive than
there's no doubt about it. Yes.
USC.
We respect Syracuse way more than USC.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
You're not in movies and film.
No.
Just like Bloomsburg. Lot of respect.
Yeah.
Lot of respect.
Lot of respect.
Yeah. All right. Well, are we... So, everyone said we should... We were talking in the meeting about doing Flyers and 50, but it's NFC Championship week. We're really going to do Flyers and 50?
Of course. Come on, man. It's three straight. I need to hear Broads.
Then we're keeping it. This is just the rule. We're keeping it to the 50 today.
What? Doesn't he get extra time?
No, we're stopping I stopped penalizing him for the losses, so I'm not giving him
time. It's
hard
to keep up.
We need time. Glenn was honored last night.
He was.
We
need time to talk about that.
We're talking about it right now, so Broads doesn't have to talk about it. All right. We're going to do Flyers of 50 next, along with your calls on Josh Harris, 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Not them, baby. Black diamonds and pearl.
All right, it's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know who's happy that we have Nas on the intro music?
Oh, come on, man.
It's him.
Yeah!
Hip-hop and Broads!
Hey, 90s, man.
Yeah, Broads! What's up, Broads?
I hate you all. Back for you.
What do you think What do you think about Spike ripping you for what you wear to nice occasions?
Come on, man. If you don't think that's in the back of my mind to bring up afterwards, then
all right. We're gonna do that afterwards.
Yeah. Can I tell a Nas story?
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
Why do you have a Nas story?
Yeah, I was gonna say
conversation, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying. My mother bought me that CD when I was 8, and then she listened to me listening to it, and real quick that thing went away. I'm sitting there at 8 years old bopping, and she goes, "What the hell did I buy you?" I said, "This thing is beautiful." She took it right back real quick, as if I shouldn't, listen to those type of words at that age. I disagree.
Just so we're clear, that's not a Nas story. That's a Broads story.
Oh, well, it had to do with me.
Yeah, I think about like a Brandon and Nas.
They were waiting on something that actually had to do with Nas.
Yeah, I was just like,
Well, this segment sucks.
Yeah.
How do you guys want to go from here?
Well, why don't we do your little flyer segment here?
No.
Yeah.
Flyers in 50 with Hunter Brody.
All right. Well, I'm not happy about this. I'm happy about the team. All right, let's get fired up, baby. After the Cutter Gauthier game, 5-0-1, boys. 5-0-1. Some are saying that's the season changer. I saw Berube and St. Louis midseason flip things around to win a cup. Why not us? An OT winner last night versus Detroit. Risto cleaning up the garbage. You kidding me? Joel Farabee responding to the torch. Healthy scratch. What do you know? As much as I hate it, it always seems to work. Look, there are a few points out of a playoff spot, so am I getting sucked in? Maybe. Now, if the afternoon show was smart, they'd play the full Danny Briere presser in its entirety next segment, so you can hear the Flyers' moves at the deadline, and we can get a little bit more information on how they're going to approach it. Hey, speaking of Joshua Harris, Bobby Brown, game winner, baby!
All right. That's the end of the...
Because you know what? I took a call yesterday, Spike, and they said, why not fly guys in 55? Just so we can get a little bit extra time to really,
55 seconds. Well, here's the thing. We stopped penalizing you for the losses. So here's what I'll say. The minute the Flyers are actually in playoff position, it can go up to a minute. But they can't be. You said you're 3 points out of playoff spot. They get into a playoff spot. You go up to a minute.
Don't say three. They're two.
Okay, you said two. All right. Just making sure.
Well, half the league makes the playoffs. Like, come on.
Yeah. By the way, from a Josh Harris perspective, and I had mentioned, is the perception within the NHL that the Devils are in a better spot than when he bought them in the first place? I would say yes. Right.
To be honest with you, I don't really know too much about who the Devils owner was and how much he was respected prior to Joshua Harris. But I'll tell you, he's got the Devils playing good hockey consistently. So that I do know.
They do have a bunch of great young players, right? If I remember correctly when I was up there.
Oh, yeah. They're good. They're in a good spot in the Metropolitan. They're 26-17-6 playing good puck. You know what I'm saying?
So you are starting to buy in about this year, them getting into the playoffs and maybe doing a little damage to the Flyers.
Yeah, unfortunately, but they're just going to end up losing like the next 5 games. And then next week, I'm going to sit here and rip them to shreds. So that's what they do, Spike. That's what they do to me.
Well, we have the balance then.
Yeah, it's like the Eagles, right? For example, Saquon takes it to the house, and for about 7 seconds, we believed we could be comfortable. And then before you know it, we were uncomfortable. Welcome to Flyers hockey.
All right. So you said, so last week I had mentioned that, you know, Ike went to the Philly Sportswriter Award dinner, and Devin was there, and Robbie E was there, and everybody's all dressed up nice. And I had mentioned that, this wasn't a shot at you. I was just saying that, you know, they say some guys like you and me, right? The tattooed guys are always dressing, you know, in jeans and hoodies and T-shirts. Sometimes when you put on a suit, they go, oh, you clean up nice. And I saw you and I'm just like, I think it looks better in the T-shirt and the jeans.
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with you.
Okay.
And that's what makes me very nauseous as a man, because there's pride in putting on a nice suit. And you know what? Maybe in my prime and I was playing the game and I was walking into the building and it was cold and you could see the breath and it was snowing. I was about to go play a hard 60 minutes of eating pucks and, you know, just making crisp passes. I had a good suit and I walked into that building knowing I got confidence and my hair looks great. No offense, like, but then, you know, I don't have that anymore. I lost it as I got older, and it makes me very uncomfortable.
So you think it's a confidence issue?
You know what it is? I'm into baggy streetwear now, and I'm having a very difficult time marrying the streetwear baggy clothes with the suit and the shoes, and I'm trying to figure it out. So it's a work in progress, and I'm aware of it. I guess the first thing is you got to know there's an issue. And I think there's an issue here.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have to keep cracking at the door. That's all.
Yep. My advice that you didn't ask for, don't try to marry streetwear and a suit. You're not Jay-Z. Just like, get a suit that fits you and wear a dress shirt. You know, dress shirts that you wear with suits don't have pockets on both sides.
I know. That was Lululemon, to be fair. Very athletic. Yeah. It felt good on the skin.
Right. I got it. It's just, it's not about comfort at that point. It's about, you know, it's about how it looks. So I think you gotta maybe put the J's away with the suit.
No. That's the one thing that's a must. I could work with anything else, but I'm never putting on a pair of shoes that aren't fly ever again in my life.
Also, work on the smile, you know, the little flat line face thing. Come on, you got to get the smile going as well. I mean, there's a lot we got to work on with you, bro.
It was long. All right, we took the picture late at night. I already had my cheesecake and I had my coffee and I kind of hit a wall. What do you want me to do?
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Broads, when are you on WIP again?
I am on Saturday afternoon following Go Birds. We'll have 4 hours of confidence because the Eagles are going to go kick some ass.
Oh, Bryce. You going to bully any more callers for being dead right about Jalen Hurts or what?
Oh, dude, you're sick. I wake up from a nap after an overnight, and the first text is from Jack Fritz. That caller's the smartest caller I've ever heard in my life.
Bro,
I thought it was Jack who called in.
Bro, something tells me you wouldn't defend a goalie that couldn't stop the puck. So I can't understand your position on this one, but it is what
it is. Jalen Hurts wins. He wins.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
Yep. He's a winner.
Yep. All right, there he is.
That's all you got to tell him. That's all you got to tell him, bro. He's a winner.
That's right, Ike. That's right.
All right, Broads. You can listen to Broads on Saturday afternoon. Follow him on Twitter at Broads81. We appreciate you, Broads.
All right, brother.
All right, see you, fellas.
All right, there is Hunter Brody, or Broads, as he's known. 215-592-9494. Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP.
I'm not sure what's more creepier. You guys doing a Blue Chew commercial or Herb on a first date?
We'd like to marry those two.
I'm looking at a threesome.
Could you lower it a little bit? I mean, it was creepy with John Johnson at 5 a.m., but you guys are taking it to a new height.
It's not creepy, bro. This is life. This
what it is, man.
We're just trying to help people out.
You know what it's like, Jim.
Yeah.
It's time to chew it and do it.
Could someone wake me up from my nightmare? Listen, my wife won't wake me up. I mean, she's an Eagle fan, so she'd rather put a pillow over my head.
There you go.
But, yeah, exactly. I'm rooting for the Commies, first time in my life. So let's go Commies. But you know, let's not turn the ball over like the Packers and the Rams, you know, because that's how they lost.
Wait, I am interested in this. I'm so rarely interested in what you have to say, but this time I am interested. So as a Cowboy fan, how do you go about deciding who you want to win on Sunday?
And the Commanders are supposed to be your number one rival.
Yeah, this sounds fraudulent.
The lesser of two evils, okay? Okay, I'm going with the Commies, the Commodores, because
listen, it's a one-shot year. The Eagles, after this year, they're done. They're over with next year because
nope.
the players will go.
Nope.
Your injuries will start happening. You got nine teams next year that are all going in the playoffs you have to play. So your year next year. So if you don't win, boy, let me tell you something. Eagle fans, that's it. You're done. You're over.
And I got to ask you this. Since you're the first Cowboy fan that we've spoke to this week, brave enough to call. I mean, seriously, bro.
Always brave enough.
Washington has made it back to the NFC Championship game before you guys have?
I think I saw somewhere online that both Jaden Daniels and Jalen Hurts were born after the last time that you were in the championship game.
Yes.
Okay. That's fine. Listen, you go ahead and talk your talk, whatever.
You're about to hire Brian Schottenheimer.
What's wrong with that? Listen, doesn't matter. I don't want Goober. I don't want him anywhere near the Cowboys. I don't want him. You can keep him. He can go on somewhere else. I don't want him. I want a real coach.
Oh, Brian Schottenheimer's going there. Yeah, that's a real coach for you.
And as for you guys talking
Nepo,
about
Nepo baby.
The Commanders rush defense.
Takes one to know.
Who's come back? Jonathan Allen is back. He's there to stop your run. So Josh Harris, just do me a favor. When you win on Sunday, don't go down to the field until after the game. Okay? You'll jinx them by going down there early. Just wait until you win, then go down there, okay?
This is sad. I'm just going to – you,
it really is sad.
A Cowboys fan cheering for the Commanders.
Do you ever think we'd be cheering on the Cowboys in any
– It's time to chew it and do it.
That's true. I set myself up for that one.
Yeah.
You sure did.
Cowboy Jim, what's your favorite trash TV show?
Okay, I've got a tie right now. It's either Bird's Huddle or Eagles Game Plan. So I think I'll go with Ike and his leprechaun outfit and go with Eagles Game Plan. Goodbye, losers.
That was a good one. You got to give him credit on that one. That was a good
one. Wrong show, though.
Yes. For sure. All right. The good news for Colonial Hyundai, there's a lot of good news. They've been working on that new dealership for a while now. It's finally done. John Ashdale, the Car Czar, team at Colonial, working hard to get it prepared. They're a brand new state-of-the-art dealership. It was already faster, easier, and better to buy something at Colonial Hyundai. Now, even better. Right now, effortless to buy, trade, or upgrade a Colonial. They're going to give you more for your trade than anyone else. $6,500 guaranteed, no matter what condition it's in. What do you want? You want a Santa Fe? You want a Palisade? You want a Kona? You want a Tucson? They have over 200 brand new Hyundais in stock right now. For a limited time, drive home a new Hyundai Elantra SEL Sport for just $119 a month. Every new Hyundai, you're going to get a 3-year complimentary maintenance package and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and Hyundai Assurance. You can look at what they have right now on the lot at any time, actually, at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. Jay in Roxborough, you're on WIP. What's up, Jay?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, man?
What up, Jay?
Yeah, you know, I was listening to that, and I'm going to ask you a question. I was listening to that clip you gave us about Shannon Sharp.
Yes.
But, you know, if you think about it, you know, the Eagles, they run the ball. They don't, it's not like they can't throw the ball. It's just that they won't throw it, you know. So it's a difference between being able to do something and not doing it, you know. And right now, why would you change the formula if it's working, you know? So, I know the fans and, you know, A.J. Brown, you know, he wants to be able to put his book down, you know, to be a little more involved in the game, but, you know, you just got to go to AJ and say, listen, man, you and Devontae just hang in there. You'll get your shot. But right now, if you look at the team, we're winning this way. So just hang in there. We'll get to you. But I just think it's just something that the fans really want to see as far as more throwing and things like that. You know, but that was a good point that Shannon brought up, because when you think back to that that whole thing with Elway and everything, 38 years old, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I know Jack, you know, he just wants to see, you know, Air Coryell football.
Well, there's a difference between Air Coryell football and 60 total yards of passing, you know. And just here's what I'd say, though, is like we're talking about John Elway in the last year of his career after he had played 17 years of football, like sort of hanging on. We have Jalen Hurts in his prime. right? So I thought about whether to say it. I don't agree with you. It's about not wanting to and not can't. I think there is a little of both. I don't think they believe they can throw the ball as efficiently as they want to, and I think that's why they're running as much as they are. I do think they have the best running back in the league, but I also think he's 27 on a 3-year deal after playing on the MetLife Stadium turf for 6 years. I don't think they wanted to have him touch the ball 400 times this year and potentially, you know, have him not be effective or not nearly as effective next year or the year after. So I think there is an aspect to them not being able to do it as well as they want to. But I have accepted that, and this is the way, this is their best chance of doing it right now. So I think it is what it is. We're going to see if it works or if it doesn't. But I don't necessarily believe in the, well, why would we pass it because we can just run it? It's not like every Saquon run goes for 75 yards, you know? And it would be easier for him to run it if we passed it better. But it is what it is. We are where we are.
And that's, you know, I watched Josh Allen last week. You know, he threw for 127. Yep. Jalen Hurts threw for 128. But the common denominator was running game, quarterback, threat with his legs, and no turnovers.
Well, then, let me ask you, if their numbers are similar, why do you think Josh Allen is the favorite to win the MVP and Jalen Hurts is not even close to that? Like, what is your perception that in the difference between the two?
Well, first of all, stature. You know, one guy's 6'5", 6'6", the other guy's about 6 foot, 6'1". You know?
So they're giving it to him because he's tall?
Vision, and here, I'll answer your question this way.
Yeah.
Every quarterback has vision. Their vision is different. You can ask six different quarterbacks if a guy is open, and you'll get six different answers. You know, so I'll go as far as to say Josh Allen's vision about what he sees in terms of a guy being open or being able to throw him open is different from Jalen.
Can you just say it's better?
I don't like the word better because I got to go with different because Josh Allen's record is not that much better than my Eagles. You know, and Josh Allen's never been to a Super Bowl.
No, but in the playoffs, Josh Allen's thrown 25 touchdowns, I think, and 4 interceptions in his career.
What has it done? What has all this great stuff that Josh has done? It's not led him to a Super Bowl. My guy has a Super Bowl appearance, so I can't keep calling guys better than him when they haven't done what my guy does.
All right.
Or is done. Whether it's a team game or, you know, whether the team did it, I don't care. What I saw in that Super Bowl from my guy a couple years ago, yeah. I said, we got something special here.
Well, what about what you've seen since that Super Bowl?
Think about it. 4 coordinators.
No.
And going to have one. And by the way, Kellen Moore is going to lead this year. We're going to have 5 coordinators.
Why do you think?
So that's changing every year. Okay. That's like somebody coming to WIP every year and changing your format.
So let me ask you this. Last question. Do you think Josh Allen does anything better than Jalen Hurts?
When you say better.
Better. Yeah, look, man, we can – let's put it this way. Let me ask you this. Do you think Saquon Barkley is a better runner than Kenny Gainwell? Do you think he does things better?
Do I think he does things better?
Yes.
I would have to go as far as to say overall Saquon is the best athlete.
Then let me ask you this. Does Saquon do anything as a running back better than Kenny Gainwell?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Okay, all right. So we can admit that some players are better than other players. So I guess my question is, what does look, I am cheering for Jalen to win the Super Bowl, but you brought up Josh Allen as they're the same. Does Josh Allen do literally anything better than Jalen Hurts?
He doesn't win better than Jalen.
No. So. I'm talking about on the football field skills, how he plays. Because he's won more playoff games than Jalen. Like he's played better in the playoffs than Jalen. He hasn't gotten to a Super Bowl, but also he plays in the same conference as Patrick Mahomes. So, so I want to say, just does Josh Allen do anything better than Jalen Hurts?
If back in the day they had the superstar competition with all the quarterbacks, they run around,
won't say it,
and throw balls.
Won't say
okay,
it.
Josh Allen would be.
Does Lamar Jackson do anything better than Jalen Hurts?
Say that again?
Does Lamar Jackson do anything better than Jalen Hurts?
Again, both all these guys you're naming.
So no. Does Joe Burrow do anything better than Jalen Hurts? I'm just talking about skills. Does Joe Burrow do anything better than Jalen Hurts?
What, this argument is crazy.
No, it's not. You know, it's not. You know why it's not?
It's not crazy for one side.
You know it's not, Jay? Because when teams are assessing which players they'd want, what they don't do, I'm sure winning is part of it. Hey, that guy's a winner. But they also look at how they play and their skills. So when you were to ask, when they're deciding who they draft, they look at their skills, right? So I'm just asking, does aside from winning, does Joe Burrow do anything on the football field better than Jalen Hurts?
I'm going to answer your question. Here's a quick comparison. Does Dak do anything better than Jalen?
Yes.
Do I want Dak on this team other than
That's
Jalen?
Not what I'm no. asking. You brought up the comparison. You brought up the comparison, Jay. You see what I'm saying?
I brought the comparison of winning.
No, but winning is a team. Winning is a team thing. Winning's a team thing. But
exactly.
What's your?
I'd rather have my guy in a team thing as opposed to those other guys.
You'd rather have Josh Allen not on the Eagles than Jalen Hurts.
I would rather have this guy.
That's insane.
Doing what he's doing right now.
That's insane. That's insane.
Yeah. I would. Yeah.
The Eagles don't agree with you either.
I'm not choosing my guy because he has the better, stronger arm. He can make that ball.
Good at throwing and running.
I don't care about that.
Boy, I wonder if he could have beat the Giants and the Niners in 22 to make the Super Bowl.
We gotta get to Baldy. Hey, Jay, I appreciate the call. What is your, for next question today, what is your favorite trash TV show?
Oh, man, listen, anything Tyler Perry. You know, I can't even think of all of them.
Yeah, that's just say anything Tyler Perry. Right. That's good.
All right, Jay.
Are you two done?
Dude, I was letting it go. And then he's like, you know, both Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts had the same amount of yards last week. And
he did.
I know he did. But nobody is walking around this week going, boy, Josh Allen played his best game of the year. Do you know what I mean? Nobody said that.
Do you think anybody's saying Jalen played his best?
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's like that. I think what people are, I think the comparison people make is Jalen has that game, and people are like, "Oh, Jalen didn't play well," and then Josh Allen had the game that he had, mm-hmm. and everybody's going, "Ooh, everyone's saying Josh Allen played really, really well," and I don't think anybody's saying that. Yeah, that was a great game, you know, but I don't think anyone is saying like, "Boy, Josh Allen lit it up" or anything. You know, so that's all. I didn't want to do this today.
But you're so easily pulled in.
I am. I was letting them go. All right.
You got to let these fans love their quarterback.
I do.
Man.
I want them
I know
to
you
love
guys
it.
Don't. You guys yes. don't let the fans love their guy, man.
Right.
You guys want to tell them that they're crazy.
Here's my rule. Here's
yes.
my rule.
Let these fans
for the
love
next,
their quarterback.
For the next 2 hours and 7 minutes, I will not disagree with anything that any caller says about Jalen.
And from Fritz to Six, also
yes.
no Jalen
yes.
ever.
There you go. That is our promise to you. Happy January 22nd day. All right. Baldy is next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.